The Relevant Radio studio line is sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters. Information about employment opportunities and their flexible premium life insurance plans available at relevantradio.com/forester.
This is the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio and relevantradio.com.
How fast the time goes by. We only have 3 hours together. Some people say, you have a three-hour radio show? It's right. I do, but it feels more like 20 minutes. 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. Let's go to Ellen, listening in Dayton, Ohio. Hello, Ellen.
Hi, Patrick. As I was waiting to talk with you, it occurred to me that this question might be one that would be more suitable to sitting down with you over a purpose-driven cup of coffee rather than just a quick talk show. But since but the odds are I'm never going to have any kind of cup of coffee with you. Yeah, maybe someday.
You never know.
You know how people, well, you're right. And we're not that far apart, Dayton, Columbus, you know, it could happen.
That's true, yeah. I was in your neck of the woods about a month ago. I brought my father-in-law, who's now nearly 90 years old. My wife and I brought him to the Air Force Museum in Dayton, which is an awesome experience. I'm sure you've been there.
Actually, you're going to kill me. I have lived here my whole life, and I have never been there.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, you are culturally deprived,
Madam. I know.
You need to go. It's really a great experience. But anyway, I know you didn't call to ask about that. I'm just chewing the fat with you.
No. And I think a lot of times people who live in an area where there's something famous, they don't go because, oh, I'll go someday.
Yeah.
You know?
You should go.
Guess that's my laziness coming out.
That could be your homework assignment. Go sometime and call me back and let me know what you thought.
Okay. I certainly will. My daughter and son-in-law, who, by the way, have twins and triplets, have been there multiple, no pun intended, times, and they keep kicking me in the rear end to go to. So
it's quite an experience.
To my question.
Okay.
Yes, I understand that it's just phenomenal. Okay, so you know how people who will say things like, oh, thank you, Jesus, thank you, God, if something happens, goes their way, has an outcome that perhaps they've been praying for. And conversely, if it doesn't turn out the way they would like, God, you know, God's in control. He's got a better plan. I just don't know what it is, those kinds of things. So what I'm wondering is, to what degree is that true? In other words, does it apply only to kind of the big things, or is God also involved in the minutia of all these billions of people down here on the planet in their lives? Like, oh, I hope I get a good parking space. Yes, I did. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Or did it just so happen that I got a good parking space and God and Jesus didn't have anything to do with it at all?
Yes.
If the Trinity is involved in the minutia of all our lives, I kind of picture this sort of a NASA-like command center with all these computers and pushing buttons and knobs and looking down on the planet. And I'm being facetious here because I know that he doesn't do that. But how do we know how involved in our lives he really is on a day-to-day, minute-by-minute basis? And if he's not involved in all those little things, like, okay, what should I wear today? Kind of think he didn't have a hand in that. But he probably did have a hand in, or does have a hand in, the COVID test that I'm waiting for and should come back, the results of which should come back today. He probably does have a hand in that. But how do I know when I should be appropriately thanking him for what just happened and when really he didn't have anything to do with that?
That's
Am I making myself clear?
Oh, you are. It's a very good question that deserves a good answer. So I will tell you who's got the really good answer, and I'll try to give you my rendition of it. You're referring to what's known as providence. And providence can be understood simply as God's loving plan for our happiness. And the plan is constantly unfolding. And it's mysterious for us because, as you say, when we pray for things, sometimes it seems that the answer to our prayer is what we asked for. Other times it seems that we don't get what we asked for, and yet we thank God in either case. That's one level of the question. Another level is, how deep down into the minutiae of everyday life is God involved with? And the answer is at every level, but not exactly in the same way. So God is the first cause of anything that happens, anything that changes, anything that moves. God is the first cause. He's the uncaused cause. So there's nothing that brings about those things in God. He is the initial source for all these other things that are caused. But God works not only in his direct decrees, his sovereign decrees that, you know, let there be light, and then there was light. He does that, but he more often than not works through secondary and tertiary causes. So God works indirectly, and his providence is felt indirectly through things. And that gets me to, I mentioned the person who has a great answer, and that's St. Thomas Aquinas. And he has a whole section, believe it or not, in the Summa on providence and what we think of as chance or luck. And we look at things in this world and we say, I mean, how do I explain that? How is, you know, is this just happenstance or did God have a hand in that? And it's beautifully explained, Ellen, in an audio, well, it's actually a video clip. And it lasts, I don't know, it's probably about 7-8 minutes long. And it's from the Thomistic Institute. And it's on the topic providence and chance. So rather than play all 7 minutes of it for you on the phone or on the air, I would just recommend you go to relevantradio.com/Patrick and you'll see the link embedded there in our Twitter feed and just play it. And they give you a kind of a blow-by-blow account of how St. Thomas deals with this. But I'll give you the kind of the punchline. The punchline is everything that we experience in this life is in some way or another part of God's providence for us. Some things he proactively decrees, like, you know, you're going to be conceived. You're going to come into existence when a person is conceived. Some things, in fact, many things happen by what's called his permissive will, in which he permits things to happen that he doesn't decree or that he doesn't even necessarily want. He permits things to happen like when somebody commits a sin. He doesn't want that to happen, but he allows it to happen. But then, as the Bible says, all things work together for the good for those who love God. And that gets us back to the question of his providence, is that this loving plan of his for our happiness and eventually our salvation takes all of these things into account. And so the mystery of how it unfolds is a beautiful thing to observe. And when you ask the question like, well, deciding what I'm going to wear today, is that God? No, that's not God. Those are happenstance things. Now, maybe what you wear that day might somehow fall into or be part of God's providence. I'll give you an example. Maybe you decide to wear your precious feet pin, you know, the little tiny baby's feet, the size of a baby at X number of weeks old. And you just, out of happenstance, decide to put that on in the morning, and then later that day, somebody sees it. Maybe it's a young woman who's planning to go have an abortion. She sees that and asks you, what is that? And you explain what it is, and she doesn't have an abortion. So God didn't cause you.
Yeah.
He didn't make you put that pin on your lapel when you got dressed that morning. But as part of his providential plan, knowing that you would do this, it becomes part of his providence. So I'm rather clumsy in explaining it compared to St. Thomas, but I have a feeling you'll like listening to that audio clip from the Thomistic Institute.
No, I don't think there was anything clumsy about that at all. So I appreciate that. That makes complete 100% sense, and I will definitely listen to that.
Awesome. Well, I think you'll find it
very helpful. And I'll also go to the museum.
Very good. Yeah, and by the way, the museum is free. There is no entrance fee.
Yes, I know. It's just, I know. As soon as I find out if I don't have COVID, I'll go tomorrow. How about that? I promise.
Okay.
And if I do have it, I got a hole up here a while. But if I have it, I'm one of the fortunate ones, at least so far, because I am nearly symptom free. Nearly.
Oh, that's good.
So,
were you exposed to somebody that you know had it?
Well, maybe, but that wasn't the reason I got tested. I actually Saturday evening, for a period of about 14 hours, maybe, I had a fever, a small one, 100.1, was very tired. and a little tiny bit of muscular aches. And it lasted briefly, just like I said, about 14, 16 hours maybe. And I've been almost symptom-free, a little bit of a runny nose. I've coughed maybe 10 times since Saturday. That's it. But I got tested. The onset, as I said, was Saturday. So I got tested on Sunday. And so now I'll have the results this afternoon. So,
Well, even if it comes back positive, thankfully your health is still good. So, if it did come and go, it came and went without too much of a ripple. And, I hope that that's the case. In any case, well, thanks for that. And by all means, I would encourage everybody not only listen to this recording from Aquinas 101, but you can subscribe to this and these will come to your email box on a regular basis. They describe countless things that pertain to St. Thomas Aquinas. It's very good. I encourage you to have a look at it. Thank you.